Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's always a good day when Alessia Cara calls in. Alessia, so good to hear from you.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, too.
I got to see you, a few weeks ago when you came into town, sold-out show at Wells Fargo Center with Shawn Mendes, and you killed it as always.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It was cool from my perspective as a spectator, seeing an arena filled of people with their cell phones out, lit up, and singing every lyric of yours. What did this tour with Shawn Mendes mean to you? I mean, I think 76 shows, right? All across the country and the world.
Oh, my God. Yeah, 76 shows. We did Europe and the U.S. And, I mean, I say this all the time, but it was probably, like, the most fun I've ever had, ever in my life. I mean, I was touring with my best friend for the first time, which was such a game changer. And I feel like this was the first tour where I felt like both teams just kind of became a family, and it was just great. We had a beautiful, beautiful time, and I was just talking to my friend today, you know, about, like, this thing that happens that we call, like, tour withdrawals, where we're just, like, off of this long, amazing tour, and now I'm at home, which is great, but it's crazy because you have this purpose for, like, 6 months, and then when that's kind of gone instantly, you just don't really know what to do with yourself, so I'm kind of trying to adjust to the life of, you know, doing nothing again.
It's kind of how I feel like when I get back from a vacation. I'm like, oh my God, I'm depressed. I have like the post-vacation blues. Like this is no fun.
Exactly. Yeah, it's exactly it. Except this one was like a 6 month vacation.
Yeah, with Shawn Mendes, no big deal.
No big deal. Yeah.
Well, you return from this amazing tour, and you put out this EP called This Summer, and in my opinion, this is your best body of work to date, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. I'm so happy you said that. Thank you. I think it's some of my favorite stuff I've made, too, so I'm just really excited to put it out and to have the freedom to, you know, put things out when I want to and just a lot more freely than, you know, we used to be able to as artists, so it's super cool. But thanks for saying that. That means a lot.
Were you recording this music while on tour? Were you kind of multitasking while on the road? How did this all come about for you?
Yeah, I kind of was multitasking, yeah. I was taking advantage of some of the days off that I had and some of the afternoons off and just started writing a bunch of songs. I just kind of caught the writing bug and just ended up making these songs like on the bus or when I had a few hours off during show days or whatever, just squeezing in time whenever I could.
I just love the headspace you were in and the direction you went on this EP. I happened to listen to this EP on vacation on the beach, so I'm listening to Ready and Rooting For You and October. Oh my God, these songs are so good, and the lyrics were incredible. Are you, as a songwriter, are you just constantly thinking about the next lyric no matter where you are, whether it's the tour bus or backstage? Are you just constantly thinking about lyrics in your head, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, actually, I think that's kind of like the blessing and the curse of being a writer is that everything can be a line. And so every time I say something or someone says something or it just pops into my head all the time, always thinking of lyrics and concepts. And I'm just kind of always writing in the back of my mind. There's like a part of my brain that's always writing, which I can't really turn off. It's difficult, you know, on nights that I can't sleep. It's kind of frustrating because I can't turn it off. But I think it's also a good thing, you know, constantly, you know, being creative and stuff.
Yeah, it's a good thing because you blessed us with this gift. Do you have a favorite song off this EP, or is it kind of hard because like these six songs are kind of like your six babies? Is it can you pick a favorite child?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's so hard to pick a favorite child because I mean, they all, you know, are a part of a certain part of my life or a certain experience. But I think if I had to choose, I'd probably say October or Rooting For You are my favorites. Just for totally different reasons, but I really love those ones.
Those are my favorites too, and it's funny, from my perspective, working in radio, it's kind of like my job is to pick what song we want to play on the radio next, and I hear Ready, and I'm like, oh my God, that's a hit song on the radio. Then I hear I'm Rooting For You, I'm like, oh no, that's a hit song on the radio. And then I hear October. It's every song is great, and it sounds like it could be a smash song on the radio. So what did you want to prove on this EP that you haven't done previously before? You know, like this is kind of a different sound for you a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I think I just wanted to take a more fun approach this time around, just because that's where I was at emotionally in my life, or where I was trying to be at emotionally. I think a lot of my earlier stuff is, you know, very emotional. I'm a very emotional person. I always have this kind of underlying sadness to me. That's just the way that I am. That's the way I always will be. But this time around, you know, especially taking advantage of the summertime, I just wanted to give people something fun, you know, and I wanted to take my situations that I was dealing with and you know, spin them around and make them positive in a way, you know, and make them fun and not dwell on things. And I just think whatever you put out there into the universe, and to me, putting a song out is putting that sentiment out into the universe. And I think whatever you put out there comes back to you. And so I just wanted to, like, you know, be a lot more positive this time around and just have more fun, I think.
And then apparently you just love to work because you're going back on the road in the fall. Your Philadelphia date is October 25th at the Fillmore. Are you excited to go back on the road?
I am, yeah, especially since I've been home now. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go back out. I can't stay home for too long, I think I've realized. But it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait to do my own shows. I've been opening for a while now with Sean, obviously, which has been an incredible experience. But I'm excited to get back out and see, you know, see some of my people. And yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, we can't wait to have you back here in Philly. The date is Friday, October 25th at the beautiful Fillmore. It's a great venue, so we look forward to that. Grab your tickets. You can see Alessia and, most importantly, see Alessia perform her great new music off her EP this summer. So good to hear from you, Alessia. Thank you so much for making some time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.